Oh, hey, queer.
Here's the fish pillow.
My Jack Ripley.
Son of a bitch.
My Granny Tranny.
My name's Cardinal Candy. No, it's Honey Buns Candy.
Jill makes fun of the elderly and the unsavory.
I learned to drop slow, and now I know it by heart.
I want to create a time to stool and fuck Tim Fast with my shit dildo. I masturbate with Orgel just to get on Tim's show. Just to get on Tim's show. Distorted view makes me want to say Jago. Distorted view. Stick your finger in your dick hole. Stick it in and out. Stick your finger in your dick hole. Stick your finger in your dick hole. Stick your finger in your dick.
Oh, feels fucking fantastic, man. Oh, fucking fantastic. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, look at that, man. Yeah, that fucking dick. Yeah, that fucking finger's all the way inside of it. Ah, yeah, look. Oh, man, look. That whole little finger's all the way down inside that little that dick, man. Dick hole. Look.
I am going to miss that man, the great Corey. Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, September 1st, 2010. Coming up on the program today, Poof Goes Your Hymen, plus breastfeeding cows and Frankenstein love Toby Keith. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Hansen.
Yes, Timothy La Quinta Henson, this is the Distorted View Show, back for the Wednesday edition. Got a great one for you. I was thinking about my childhood. I know, it was very scary. Before I get into what I wanted to talk about, I did remember something from my childhood that could have resulted in a molestation, but I think there was some quick intervention by an adult. So basically, there was this guy who was renting a house or something in my neighborhood. And he looked like Dirty Jesus, right? He had long brown hair, flowing, if you will. Very dirty man. Kind of looked like a hippie, but one who may have murdered a few people in his past. It's not very hippie-like. But anyways, he was this creepy guy who would always be walking around the neighborhood. And one day, he approached me. I was very young at this point, maybe 7 or 8 or something like that. Maybe even younger, I don't know. And he comes up to me, and he says, he started a conversation, and he then mentioned that he had been shot, okay, and he wanted to know if I wanted to see his wound. Now, even for a child molester, that is a horrible pickup line, but I was stupid, and I was like, oh, that sounds like fun, yeah, let's see all your stab wounds, or, you know, gunshot wounds, or whatever he had, and so we were gonna walk back to his house, and then... And then one of my friend's parents or whatever, came running out and scared him away or something like that. So I think that's how it played out in my mind. I may have been touched. I may have actually followed him back home. For some reason, I remember him snapping a bunch of Polaroids and saying, "Now this is how we'll remember the day I showed you my gunshot wounds." Wish I remember that guy's name. It's probably like JJ or Skippy or something. I don't know. So while I was thinking about my childhood and how I may have possibly been molested, I should really see a therapist. I got to thinking about sex education. You know, there was that day in fifth or sixth grade where all the boys were brought into one room and all the girls were brought into a different room, and we each got to watch a special video. And then girls were given tampons, I think. So that's that was pretty much our sex education at a very young age. It was pretty much about puberty and wet dreams and stuff like that. But I gotta tell you, I just listened to some Christian sex education. They're not very good at it. Like, once you infuse religion into sex education, it kind of ruins the whole thing, in my humble opinion. At any rate, let's take a listen to audio from a film reel series all about Christian sex education.
When Tim was born...
Ooh, that's me.
When Tim was born... His sex organs were already formed.
Oh no, that's not me. I was born with half-formed sex organs.
When Tim was born, his sex organs were already formed.
The penis is an innie.
The two testicles and the penis. The testicles hang in the scrotum, a bag or loose pouch of skin between the legs.
All right, this isn't so bad.
Each testicle is filled with tiny, tightly coiled thread-like tubes where sperm cells grow.
Or Jesus juice.
The tube eventually leads to the penis and to the outside of the body.
Then what happens?
A boy need have no concern because his penis is different from that of other boys. Like noses and ears, there is a variety of sizes. All are normal.
Well, I wouldn't say all are normal.
The penis is usually limp and soft.
Not mine, ladies.
The penis is usually limp and soft, but can become hard and erect when blood rushes into it.
Why does that happen?
An erect penis is caused by sexual excitement, tight clothes, a full bladder, and many other causes. Sometimes, when Tim dreams about girls, he will awake to find that semen has discharged from his penis.
Sinner! You're going to hell, Tim!
Semen is made up of sperm cells and a whitish fluid in which the cells swim.
Ooh.
The nocturnal emission, or wet dream, is normal. It's God's way of disposing of unused sperm in Tim's body.
God made me come? Creepy. At night, Jesus swoops in and jerks you off.
Being physically mature enough to produce sperm cells does not mean a boy is ready to become a father. He must develop a sense of responsibility. He must also learn a skill.
Oh, like oral. Here's a tip. Just use your tongue and make letters of the alphabet.
Jesus
was
once a teenager like yourself. And we are told of his fourfold growth.
I don't think the Bible ever mentions Jesus' nocturnal emissions.
He increased in stature, growing as every young man grows, having the trials of childhood and youth.
Back to Jesus.
He increased in wisdom.
And length and girth. Did you ever wonder how well endowed Jesus was?
Anything man tries that goes against God's plans ordinarily won't work well.
Oh, not the way I do it.
Having sexual relations before marriage is no exception.
Mm-hmm.
One of a teenager's most common sexual problems is masturbation.
I wouldn't consider it a problem. That's how I got through my teenage years.
Masturbation is the handling of sex organs until a pleasurable climax is reached. Medical authorities tell us there are no bad physical effects from masturbation.
All right then, what's the problem?
But it may mean that the person is not mature emotionally.
What?
You wouldn't eat garbage for dinner.
Wait, what?
What about garbage for the mind? Books that are designed to be sexually stimulating. Questionable movies. Dirty stories are all mental garbage.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Occasionally, two friends of the same sex develop such an intense friendship.
Wait a second, I don't like where this is going.
Occasionally, two friends of the same sex develop such an intense friendship. One of the friends will insist on physical endearments and may try to satisfy his or her sex curiosity by bodily contacts with the friend of the same sex.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a friend. It could be a creepy neighbor who looks a lot like Dirty Jesus.
And may try to satisfy his or her sex curiosity by bodily contacts with the friend of the same sex.
All right, just a friend helping a friend out.
People who are sexually attracted to members of the same sex are called homosexuals.
Sinners!
You cannot tell by looking whether or not a person has these tendencies.
Oh, I can.
Sometimes it is a temporary thing. Sometimes it is a deep-seated problem. The Christian who develops homosexual tendencies has a hard struggle to face.
Also, probably has a hard cock in his face, too. So there you go, just a little bit from the Concordia Sex Education series. This film strip was entitled Take the High Road. Now, before we get into the news, I've got one more piece of audio for you. This is a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. We've played him before. I don't know if we've played any of his music, but do you remember Shane? He's a Utahard, and he was sort of talking about how he may have molested a child at some point. Do you remember that guy where he was... I don't remember how he rationalized it. Maybe he was talking about how he had feelings for underage people. I don't know. But anyways, here he is singing Whitney Houston / Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You. This is really more of a test of patience.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Shane Lee. I got a request to sing Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You.
Let's fast forward a little bit here. I mean, this is 5 minutes long.
We both know I'm not what you need. And I...
For Christ's sakes, find a note. Doesn't have to be the right one. Just find a note.
And I will always love you. I will always love you.
Down here. No, good. Lower. All right, here is the big finish.
I will always love you.
Okay, thank you, Shane.
I will always.
That's quite enough.
Love you.
Alright, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, I'm fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, help support the program. Sign up right now. Help ensure that this bitch keeps on rolling for a long, long time. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year, and you get all sorts of great benefits. For instance, we do extended programs. Yesterday's show was an extended show. So if you are a paying member, you got like 12 or 13 minutes of bonus content. Plus, every week we do exclusive shows and video casts and Corey, for the last year or so, had been doing episodes of Butt Fudge Sunday. The last regular one was posted on Monday. I don't know when it was posted, but you can grab that. He'll be back later this month with another episode of Butt Fudge Sunday just for Sideshow Freaks as well, as sort of a finale, if you will. So sign up right now so you don't miss a thing, superfreaksideshow.com. By the way, tomorrow's program will be exclusive, so you'll only get to hear it if you are Sideshow Freaks. All right, three quick stories, and then we will get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from California. A Boulder Creek magician was sentenced to 6 years in prison on Monday after being found guilty of molesting a 12-year-old girl he met at a birthday party. For my next trick, I'll make your virginity disappear. Shane Wright, 27, pleaded guilty to child molestation in June. Wright met the 12-year-old victim while performing magic tricks. I love that this 12-year-old was just like a magician groupie. She probably threw her training bra on stage. All I'm saying here is that she probably wanted it. Wright met the 12-year-old victim while performing magic tricks at a 13-year-old girl's birthday party, and then pursued a sexual relationship with the child while encouraging her to seek emancipation from her parents. This magician probably just didn't want to pay for an assistant. You know, You gotta hire a broad to be the legs in the Saw the Woman in Half trick and everything. It's costly. Magicians don't make that much. It's much easier to bang a 12-year-old and then convince her to divorce her parents. All right, yes, the victim's mother notified deputies about the relationship when she found text messages from Wright to her daughter. Why does a 12-year-old have a cell phone? I don't know. Why do they need a cell phone? Get him a jitterbug, for Christ's sakes. Santa Cruz County Judge Paul Morigondo ruled that Wright's failure to recognize the problem with his actions and his past vagabond lifestyle make Wright unsuitable for probation. Wright is the father of two children. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. Do you remember a while ago on the show we were reading a story about a woman who was breastfeeding cats or something, or a dog? Well, it didn't take long for a crazy ethnic person to top that. When a cow died, leaving a three-day-old calf an orphan, an Indian woman decided to raise the animal by breastfeeding it herself.
Crazy ethnic people!
I know, they're supposed to be sacred over there, right? So maybe that explains it. But still, you're having a calf clamp onto your tit.
You clamp down on that goddamn tit and you bite it off!
You dirty motherfucker! Alright, so the little calf is sucking on some sweet, sweet booby juice from Chuthi Bai, who lives in Kilchu Village. Alright. She breastfeeds the calf, who is now more than a month and a half old, 3 or 4 times a day. Her tits must be raw. After her mother died, I held her in my arms and breastfed her. I nurtured her by feeding her my milk. She was so young when the cow died. For me, there is no difference between a calf and an infant. The calf, who follows by closely, is also fed bread and grass. I feed her 3 to 4 times in a day, the same amount an infant requires in a day. Sometimes we have to feed her bread. We give her water to drink, and slowly she will grow on this diet. So even in my absence, she is fed, she will grow up eating grass, the gods will be pleased if I raise her. A local man said that this, if the... Okay. A local man said that this, if... I'm assuming if should be is... this is the first time anything like this has happened in the village, and the calf goes along whenever by heads to the field. So there you go. And finally today, I don't know what the hell's going on with my voice. And finally today, alright, I don't know what this story is all about. Just stick with me, guys. Ohio police say a Toby Keith fan, oh, this can't lead to anywhere good. Yes, police say a Toby Keith fan named Forrest Frankenstein... Jesus Christ. Yes, Forrest Frankenstein threatened them and then beat his head against a partition in their cruiser after his arrest. Just wave a lighter in his face, for Christ's sakes. That'll scare him. Fire! Bam! The 39-year-old Frankenstein appeared Monday before a judge who asked why he, quote, went crazy at the August 27th concert in Cincinnati. Frankenstein replied that he had been drinking and didn't really remember anything. That's the best way to enjoy a Toby Keith concert, by the way. When you're too fucking blitzed to even hear the quote-unquote music. Frankenstein of Hamilton is being held on $80,000 bond on counts of menacing, disorderly conduct, and vandalism. Keith's hits include a song that states, "You ain't much fun since I quit drinking." Frankenstein is a bit of a hellraiser. Now, that was a very quick news story, so I have a bonus, a boner, if you will. This is... I'm stalling here. Stammering. What the hell's going on with me? I've got a video here. This is from a local news report about the Church of Satan and how they are demanding to be taken seriously, and they're going to be holding an event at some sort of performing arts center, I guess. Take a listen.
The Civic Center that has held musicals, ballets, and weddings is now opening its doors to Satanists. They call themselves the Church of the Four Majesties. They're planning an October 21st event. The website claims it will include a satanic ritual.
Now, these Satanists demand to be taken seriously, right? Yet when the reporter interviews someone from the church, the guy refuses to be seen on camera, his face. So he's wearing a devil mask.
Satan will be coming out of hell with his giblets attached.
Wait a second. Okay, let me rewind that for a second here.
Satan will be coming out of hell with his giblets attached.
Satan's coming out of hell with his giblets attached. What the hell does that mean?
The church's head minister, who wouldn't reveal his real name or face, says the ritual is a staged exorcism, nothing more than a parody of the Catholic Church, but says his church is no laughing matter.
We are legit. We are filed at the state capitol. Yes, ma'am.
The church has filed for corporation status, and at least one of its members has minister credentials. Now the church is out.
Well, that's not very hard to get. You can just go online for that shit, right?
For followers. The purpose of the satanic event is to spread a message.
Our job is to provide a community and a basis where everybody can meet and practice their belief peacefully.
And the city can't keep them from gathering at the Civic Center.
We are a government entity, and as such, we have to abide by the laws of the Constitution of the United States.
Ooh.
In saying that...
Don't be throwing the Constitution in our face, bitch, with your big, chunky fucking necklace.
We have to abide by the First Amendment, which allows freedom of assembly.
You can't see that.
For all groups.
She really does have a hideous necklace. And that's not me being a careless fairy or anything, pointing out, you know, her wardrobe and apparel, but Jesus Christ. Don't have to dress up like a fucking elderly Jew when you're on camera. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for whatever today is. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, this is the segment of the show where I throw it over to you guys, and you can say whatever you want to me.
Seriously, Tim? Marijuana, mail order? Really? You didn't think you could do that? Really? My God, Tim, you're getting stupider by the day. You need to stop drinking the alcohol and start letting Joey, like, fuck you up the ass more. Seriously.
Okay, apparently you can order marijuana through the mail on websites. I don't know. Whatever.
Hey, Jimmy, this is a lifetime member, Steve Bounty Atheist, here calling, I'm glad to actually play my first voicemail, but I called to let you know that I wasn't playing it in distraction, you know, to distract me from the engineering inspections. I was playing it to help me get through those inspections. But anyways, I called to let you know I was spread Facebook, trying to get more people to, you know,
ooh,
to listen to your show, become
freaks
and whatnot. And one of the guys commented that the Disorder View Tranny, the Candy Cream, whatever his name is, so out like Ken from Street Fighter. Sure, I'll let you know that. Anyway, Jagu, talk to you later.
All right. Apparently, our tranny looks like a Street Fighter.
Jimmy, Timmy, Timmy, this is the guy that told you his birthday. It was August 29th. And if you would have let the message go, I specifically said, do not sing me a birthday song.
Oh. All
right?
Okay.
So don't assume that everybody wants you to sing a birthday song. All right?
How could you not want to hear my beautiful voice? I will always love you.
And
I
will always love you.
Always love you. Okay, enough, I'm sorry. We're a good team. I should, like, put out an album with that guy, Shane.
This is Sideshow Freak Backfuck calling in. I've been listening for a long, long time now, and I've just been able to bring a lot of your humor to my siblings, which are all much younger than I. I'm 24, the rest of them are, like 9 years younger.
Okay.
Anyhow, they all are getting to be quite racist.
Good.
Against the blacks. Yeah. And of course I'm teaching them the way to say it. It's not black people. It's black.
Blacks. The blacks.
And the Negroes.
Oh, now, come on.
Goddamn Negroes.
Run, nigga, run. Old lady singing that song.
Greetings, Timothy James Henson. This is Holy Ghost Sandwich from TotemSoup.com. Just wanted to throw a little...
Wait a second, I'm sorry, where are you from? What website?
From TotemSoup.com.
TotemSoup, yes.
Just wanted to throw a little throw a little idea in there. When you called the Asian guy a Crasian, I would have gone with Crazen because he's old, wrinkled, and crazy.
Sure.
Asian. It fits.
That's not, right. not a bad suggestion there. Old, withered Asians are called Crazens.
Tim, it's Zach from Florida.
Hello, Zach.
You probably already called in with this, but guess what? Adult Swim just had an ad for DragonCon. For their little panels that they're going to be having at DragonCon.
Why can't I be on a panel?
To be used as
oh, that's right. No one would come to see me speak.
Music. That's right, baby. The Sexoflex. So share with me in a gay little squeal.
Oh, the Sexoflex is going to be there? So the Sexoflex is apparently, they're blowing up. And I'm glad to be a part of their success. I will take credit for all of their success.
Hey, Tim, it's Sideshow Freak Sid from Florida. So we got two new guys that just started at my work over here, and one of them does amateur film, like TV shows and stuff like that.
Oh.
So me and the other new guy and another buddy of mine who's worked here for quite a while were talking about amateur porn and stuff, joking around about it. And they come to find out the second new guy, not the TV producer guy, but the other guy is a fucking gooner on keepitcam4.com. Yeah, he's a goonerbaiter. I couldn't believe it.
Well, listen, you need to find out what his username is or something, or a link, and I will play him on the program. And maybe we can get him on the show, and he can talk about gooning.
I just thought I'd call him and tell you about that. I thought that was pretty funny.
There was that gooner who I played on the show a couple times, and that Stroke Addict, I think, was his name, and then come to find out he ended up being a Distorted View listener. Stroke Addict, if you are still listening, email me. I'd love to get you on the program.
Hey, Tim.
Love to goon together with you.
Hey, Tim.
Just a couple of guys baiting their cocks.
Hey, Tim, I know you're looking for, like, a really offensive craft thing to that craft site. I was listening to an old show from 2008, and Virgin Sex Pet had a great idea. It's a martini shaker in the shape of a baby. So in order to shake your martini, you have to shake the baby. So that's from a really old...
That is a good idea. Let's do that. I'm going to suggest that on Etsy. I'm going
to
make that.
You, boo-boo. Get him seated here. I just wanted to let you know I had a, you know, your Freak One moment today.
Okay.
I was sitting on the toilet for about 30 minutes trying to push out a number one on the Bristol Stool chart.
Oh,
and
pellets?
The only thing I could wish for was, I said, I wish I had some crystal meth because, you know, it loosens up your butthole.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder if that's a good laxative alternative.
God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Oh, hi, Tim.
It's a good song.
I decided to remind you that our God is an awesome God.
Don't I know
you
it?
You fucking slaughtered it, you blasphemous prick.
I did not slaughter it. I made it my own, and it's a brilliant rendition, I must say. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website, voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God!
Later, this physical attraction leads to the desire to fondle.
Yeah! Yeah! Subscribe via iTunes, spread the distortion if you're not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now because tomorrow's program will be exclusive. Otherwise, I will see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye!
You should date me because I'm not boring, I'm wild and crazy, and there's a possibility that we could have sex if you play the song Closer by Nine Inch Nails.